Welcome to the Weekly Insurance News Wrap. I'm Paige Estratori, representing Financial Services Online, your destination for personal and business insurance in Australia. Let's delve into the top stories shaking the insurance sector this week. Firstly, we consider a notable trend shaping the Australian life insurance landscape. The latest data from the Noble Oak Life Insurance Pulse Report reveals Australians are increasingly recognizing the necessity for life insurance. Coverage among 30 to 60-year-olds climbed from 55% last year to 60% as of yesterday, 23rd May, a significant jump indeed. Interestingly, despite limited understanding of fully underwritten policies, an impressive 76% of individuals in this age group express a sense of financial security. However, the report lays bare a worrying knowledge gap. Only 30% are acquainted sufficiently with fully underwritten policies, which underscores a critical need for more educational resources, a point stressed by Noble Oak CEO Anthony Brown. Worthy of note is that men express greater confidence in financial matters than women, a gender divide that we must collectively work towards closing. Next, the Australian Financial Complaints Authority, or AFCA, recently made a landmark judgment favoring homeowners in a tussle over damaged solar systems. Insurer IAG had initially denied claims by pointing to an electronic malfunction exclusion, despite clear proof of storm-fueled damage. The decision to overrule IAG's argument and consider the damage accidental underpins AFCA's commitment to fairness and transparency. In additional news from the AFCA, the authority greenlit QBE Insurance to put a temporary hold on a disputed vehicle damage claim pending fuller disclosure. While the fraud accusations against the implicated director have yet to be substantiated, it's crucial to note that the Audi involved in the dispute has been given the go-ahead for auction by FCA, despite direct objections from the director. Finally, in the realm of auto insurance, AFCA had a busy week ruling in favor of a policyholder involved in a car theft case. The policyholder's claim, initially dismissed as fraudulent due to the insurer's suspicions, was reinstated. AFCA heaped criticism on the insurer, Auto and General Services, underlying the pivotal need for insurers to drum up solid proof when crying fraud, ensuring equity within proceedings. In this example, the insurer now needs to honor the claim and provide an additional $2,000 for distress caused. That wraps up our roundup of this week's developments. As always, there's never a dull moment in the world of Australian insurance. I'm Paige Estratori, broadcasting for Financial Services Online. Remember, a keen understanding of insurance today is your secure safety net for tomorrow.